You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs. Like your boss, still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best. So guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning, everyone. And thank you for being here with us.
Good morning.
We are without Sarah today, but we are live, so it's Vinny, Maddie, and Bob over there getting ready to give you some trash.
Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
How was your day yesterday?
It was lovely.
I saw a couple posts and thought, look at you on your walk home. Is that when you do that, on your walk home?
Yeah, I was just out and about, bopping around.
Roman.
Yeah.
I used to love to do that in the city. Like when we first moved here in the late 90s, it would have been 97, I would just skateboard around Haight or downtown here and then just walk different places and try different food. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, for sure. You're actually, that's so funny you say skateboard, because I borrowed my friend's longboard, and a few weeks ago I went longboarding on Ocean Beach. And I've been meaning to get back out there, but it just hasn't happened. And today is the day.
Is that right?
That was a sign, yeah. Is Haight a good spot? I won't get hit by any cars.
No, Haight is not a great spot. It's good for people watching. And at one time, I haven't, gone around those shops in many, many years. It used to have really cool shops and was.
It there still does. I bought this outfit there.
Okay.
This shirt and these pants.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's one of the things that I would go there and skateboard around, and there's good people watching, and there's a weird mix of locals hanging, but also the tourists who just want to stand at Haight Ashbury and take a picture of the sign above their head and maybe not get the. Was it the Gap or Ben and Jerry's that's right behind?
Ben and Jerry's. That's
it's Ben and Jerry's. Yeah, I mean, that's one of those strange things where here you are at Haight and Ashbury, the hippie sort of.
Yes, the real hippies.
The spot. And
yes,
then
they're still there.
Lots of stores and commerce happening. Oh, well.
But it was fun watching you on the Instagram showing off your little. She's got this thing that goes on the back of her phone and she can stick it to glass. There she is. She's
I know. That's what she used when we did the dance.
And when we did, which.
Right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I'm still getting comments about the dance. People.
I'm sure you are.
Seem to really like it.
People loved it. I got dozens.
I don't believe that.
I'm always slide into my DMs, but the DMs have been very full with comments on the Apple Dance.
Somebody yesterday afternoon messaged and said, wow, I'm so sad it's gone. Because it was a story. So
is that right?
It's gone now, Vinny. You're okay.
All right, good.
I mean, I still have it. So
we have today coming up, Scott Budman will be in. And so I'm pretty excited about that. As you know, I'm a fan of his, and I've already pulled up his picture over here.
It's one of the greatest bromances in the history of the Bay Area, you and Scott.
You have time now to pull up his photo before we get started with it. It's not till 7:30, but you may want to get that window open on your computer.
Some people are good looking for TV, and he's one of them.
He is one of them.
And some of us are on the radio.
And still end up on camera all the time anyway.
Gosh.
I wanted to mention that I don't know if you saw Post Malone fuss happening last night here in the city. I was gone and we talked about it. We did a story about him and he played the Giants ballpark last night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You knew that?
I knew it last night.
I didn't know it. I would have mentioned it.
I honestly was wondering if maybe you found your way into it because it just comes like that's the kind of thing when you're in the city, stuff comes up and you go, yeah, I'll go do that.
Yeah.
I mean, not with our hours, but you know, just wondered if that had crossed your path.
No, I didn't see that. That's
hilarious. Post Malone, and I can't think of the other guy. Heavy kid.
Jelly Roll.
They played last night at Giants Park and it was all over my Instagram. So I went for a hike. Such a beautiful night. And really, it was a little later than I would normally be out. But I just thought, I'm going to go sweat. And just went out. And I love California so much. And I'm walking around. The sun's out. It hasn't set yet. Just perfect weather. And then as I got home and I was sitting there just sort of chilling, I looked at my phone and went, oh, my God, everybody's raging tonight. The party is on. So if you went to Post Malone, text us. I'd love to hear if he was great. Jelly Roll playing stadiums within, I don't know if it was 3 years ago or four. We had a Winterland where he was going to be this new exposure sort of artist for Odyssey. And then some things went wrong and the event ended up getting canceled. But in very short time, he's gone from was gonna be a launch artist or was, but we just didn't do the show, to playing stadiums.
It's crazy.
I can actually tell you how the show went. Post Malone fell off the stage.
Again?
That's what it says here. I just did a quick little Google and I saw it on my TikTok. I thought it was old.
Yeah, because he fell off the stage last week. He was trying to cheer someone and he fell off the stage.
SF Chronicle says he fell off the stage last night at Oracle Park.
He does enjoy a few beers
on
stage.
Yes, he's definitely with the solo cup up there vibing.
Well, and if you're reaching out, trying to, you know, high five people, and I get that. I feel that. I think that that's really those kind of little moments, even though it's for that one person or the three people that he's able to sort of slap hands with, that person's like, that was me. Unfortunately, that person's now... I was the guy he was reaching for when he fell on his head.
Yeah.
Even better story.
I guess.
I would have been trying to climb
Maddie
on stage.
Maddie would have loved it.
Give me that mic. Let me talk.
Anyway, so I didn't know if anyone had gotten there from our crew. I don't know if Jane made it. Let me see. I'll look on Jane, at Jane Picks is her Instagram. And I didn't have a chance to check her out, but hopefully someone.
And by the way, if you want to follow anybody at the station, just go to the Alice973 Instagram. And there's links to Bob and Vinny and me and Sarah and Mason and Jane. They're all up there.
Former morning show employee Coco, who's now a married lady.
Yeah, I remember Coco.
She's got a post from the Post Malone show last night, but Jane did not. Anyway, that I'm sure was a lot of fun.
I did a movie night last night. I had some friends over.
Oh, I saw your post on that too. Was that 12 Monkeys?
Yes. I can't believe I'd never seen it.
Oh, yeah.
And I wasn't even familiar with it. Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
It was incredible. And yeah. I mean, I'm definitely partial to time travel movies, but I thought it was so good. They had so much detail in it, so much color. It was definitely, I'm assuming the reason it's not in the zeitgeist is because it's not very kind to, or has a lot of distasteful, like mental institution and homeless caricature.
I don't really remember it. I know I saw it. It was the 90s, right?
Yes.
The 90s movie. Yeah, I know I 95. Saw it. I don't remember. I remember liking it. I don't remember it, though, like what happens in the movie. So I'll rewatch it.
I highly recommend.
Time for us to do trash. And we have a pretty great prize coming your way. So I need to make you aware of this. And you need to be ready for this at 7:05. We've got four concerts for the 4th. That's your sponsor for your trash. All this week, listen on the fives every hour from 7.05 a.m. to 6.05 p.m. for the code word. Text the code word we give you to our contest line, 20357. That is 20357 for your chance to win. Listen to this lineup. You'll get tickets to Dua Lipa at the Chase Center, Benson Boone at the Chase Center, Teddy Swims at the Greek, and Shawn Mendes at the Frost Amphitheater, courtesy of Another Planet, Golden Voice, and Live Nation. That's coming up at 7.05. Listen for that code word. Trash me.
Such a great prize.
It is.
I wish I could win it. Okay, I'm going to start with this one because you're a fan of It's Always Sunny, right?
I am. I'm not anywhere near. I'm sure I fell off 10 years ago, but I'm absolutely a fan.
Well, I think it took a long break, but it's has new seasons these days. But Rob McElhenney.
Good job.
Thank you. I practiced. Is legally changing his name to Rob Mac. And here's why.
Okay, I'm going to dedicate exactly 1 minute to this. Start the clock. Yes, I'm shortening my name to Rob Mac, mostly a stage name, but I digress. Is it kind of douchey? Sure. But the amount of time that I have wasted trying to get people to either say or spell my name correctly is literally days of my life. Trust me, I added it up. More importantly, it means thousands of you have had minutes of your lives stolen by me because of my last name, including this one. Still, it's a family name. My grandparents, parents, siblings, aunts, uncles, cousins, and I all share it.
Yeah, so
I love them and I want to stay connected.
This is hilarious. This with this guy, I feel like you can never tell if it's a bit or not.
You know, one of my favorite bits from that show is when he was trying to bulk up, but yes. He wasn't lifting weights. He was just eating.
Yeah.
And he was carrying around a bag of chimichangas. And I, like, there's your bit. Like, I just, what? Who? He's very funny. I'm a big fan. I don't understand. I heard his story, but it strikes me as wrong that he's got to change his name.
It's weird. I watch, I'm a big fan of Welcome to Wrexham, which is the show that they've, you know, when they bought this soccer club in Wales called Wrexham.
You say they, what you mean is
Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney.
Okay.
And it's been amazing what they've done. This club has gone up every year and into a bigger league. And he's just great. And he seems so charming. And he's so in love with this town and everything else. But they even did a song on that program teaching people how to say his name right. I thought that was great. I don't see any reason for him to change it to Rob Mac, though. It sounds like some kind of bad 90s rapper.
Well, you're saying he's going to change it. Like, I could see him saying, from now on the films and TV projects I do, they're just going to spell it as Mac, and that's the way I'm going to go by publicly.
Exactly.
To change it, though.
That's why it's a bit. And just, I'm so glad you brought up the weight gain. He gained 60 pounds just for a bit on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and then completely lost it all. Like, that is someone who's dedicated to their craft.
Yes.
And so that's why he is so smart and he's taking the extra step. It's not just like, oh, hey, call me Rob Mac. It's like making a big announcement, big thing out of it that he's legally changing his name. Because, by the way, the new season of It's Always Sunny premieres in exactly 1 week.
Oh. So
very clever.
Very smart
I'm here
guy.
For it. Next up, we've got Leonardo DiCaprio facing backlash about attending the Bezos wedding. I told you guys all the snaps of the celebs getting on the Venice water taxis on the way to the event. Leo was like, you know, covered his pajamas with his suit for the pajama party and had his baseball cap completely covering his face. You couldn't see his face at all in any of the pictures.
He's pretty famous for trying to that's probably not the right way to word that. He tries to stay out of the press and smartly, because as an actor, you don't want to have images of you in people's head when they're trying to watch you perform and be a character, but they think of you in pajamas at the Bezos party instead.
Right.
And he's like, he'll go to ball games, the Lakers or whatever, and he's always got that lid on to keep the view mid to the minimum.
Yeah, to the point where if you see someone looking like that, you're like, oh, it must be Leo.
Might be him, right.
Yeah, but so he has been a huge climate activist for decades. When he finally won his Oscar a few years ago, he dedicated a big chunk of his speech to talking about the climate. And, you know, just yes, the other day after attending this wedding, he's still posting on his Instagram about his latest cause, and he's getting backlash for it because he took his private jet all the way to Venice with his girlfriend, and that's a huge waste of energy.
And Greenpeace, that was that big sign. Remember that big sign we saw that was in the square that against the, that was Greenpeace because of that. I think there were 90 private jets that flew in for this thing, plus all the yachts that also burned through a lot of fossil fuels. So I see it.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, he can't do everything right. On the plus side, his current girlfriend is 27 years old. So
he's getting older.
First girl he's ever dated above 25, Vin.
Oh, I'm like, why would you be a fan of that? So he stayed with her for a minute. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe he's getting soft in his old age, because I certainly have. And there's no question that you start to, I would think he would start to make connections with someone eventually, in that they're not interchangeable.
My theory on the topic is that he is completely dedicated to his life as an actor. And so he doesn't want to have like a serious long-term partnership. So he only dates young women who are not quite yet to that phase and who are going to try and pressure him into it. Like, he has a boundary. He knows,
I agree,
I'm not going to commit to you.
Go
ahead.
No, I was just, I'm close to Leo's age, and I'm might be starting to date again. I can't imagine having anything in common with somebody in their 20s. Like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, what do you talk about?
Well, that's the point she just made, which is there is no, they're not going to say to him, let's start making a nest and start building a life together. They're not going to try that. And once they do, I'm sure that's when he punts.
Yeah.
But I also think, look, I'm someone who was just mental about my radio thing as I was coming up, mainly because it was all the eggs in the one basket. And I loved it. I really did. So it was the two things, was it's this or who knows what. So I just went for it. And I definitely was laser focused, not into having people around long term, because I didn't know if I was going to move, or, you know, I knew my sleep patterns were terrible. Eventually, you want to live your life. Like, it's terrible to think that he can do acting and have a partner. He doesn't need to, like, shut all that out.
That was one of the things I said to my wife when we met, was I have another wife and her name is Radio, and she will probably take priority in this relationship. And and that's how I felt back then, like, exactly the same way. I wouldn't ever say that to somebody now, but that's just how it was.
I assume, because I don't know why he'd go to honestly, I would not go to that wedding. I don't know why he went. I don't know what.
I know.
So they must do business together, and they have to. Like, I know Amazon Prime is big into the movie business now, TV shows. They must be working together, and he probably felt like he had to be there.
I didn't even think of that connection. Amazon does do movies.
Tons of stuff now.
You're so right.
So that's all I can think of, because I don't know why so many celebrities would be at that. I think that's, what's the point?
Yeah, I know.
So
a lot of people turned it down, or are claiming they did.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no. Wow, I didn't even think about the Amazon is now in the film business.
They have to be in business together in some way, shape, or form. Otherwise, he would not.
Maybe Victoria really wanted to go, and he was throwing her a bone. Who knows? Okay, real quick, Diddy. The verdict is partially in on his hearing or on his trial.
But we don't know it yet, right?
We don't know it yet. No, they're waiting to share the outcome until the jury finishes deliberating on the racketeering charge, which is the one that we've been talking about.
The RICO charges are it's the big one.
Yeah,
it's the
one we've been talking about.
Final count. So they finished, I believe, tell me if I'm wrong. There are five charges. Four of them, they've already deliberated and come to a conclusion. The final count is this big one, and they don't have a verdict yet, right?
Correct. Yep. Okay. Two sex trafficking charges, two counts of transportation to engage in prostitution, and then the racketeering is the final one. And they came to the judge, and the jury came to the judge and said, we can't come to a conclusion. And she said, keep going. Or they said, keep going.
What happened? They asked one question, too. They said, is giving someone drugs the same as the same as selling somebody drugs. And the judge very smartly said, I can't give you any advice at this point, because if I do, it could be mistrial. So he had to just say, nope, you guys have the instructions. You got to go back, and you're the only, you got to stick it out and come to a conclusion, so we don't have to do a whole nother trial.
When I saw that they came to a conclusion on the four counts, I thought, it's not guilty, right?
Usually it's guilty when it's something that quick. Usually guilty comes in quicker than not guilty.
I honestly cannot believe that his defense put up no defense and they're still going to somehow come in.
We'll see.
I mean, he paid for the best lawyers, right?
For sure. We'll see.
Okay.
In other legal news, the Blake Lively thing continues. I'm so freaking sick of this, but what are you going to do? It's a quiet week here during 4th of July. Apparently, Paris Hilton and Candace Owens are being subpoenaed, and Candace Owens says...
Wait, Candace Owens, the designer? Who's Candace Owens?
No, she's a conservative pundit, talk show. I think she's got a podcast, other things like that.
American political commentator.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So maybe it's Olson. My wife is super into all that home project TV stuff.
I wonder who you're thinking of.
I don't know either, but I know some of these names just by being in her area while she follows influencers who do these projects on Instagram. She follows the ones that have TV shows.
It's Candace Olsen who's your thinking.
Olsen. This is
so funny. I think this is part of your rebranding that you're going through, that you're fighting against, that you think that you don't know about pop culture and things.
Yeah, what was it?
I just hear about it through my life that I live and that I talk about every day.
No, I'm definitely...
you're in it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong
I'm
with that.
I'm a family guy.
But I thought this was funny. Owen says, given the fact that I've not received any subpoena yet, I appreciate Blake's team leaking this to TMZ to alert me.
Oh.
So that's how you find out that you're being subpoenaed, is through TMZ. They know it first.
So wait, wasn't his suit thrown out? So Baldoni's suit was thrown out, right? And now the only suit pending is hers against him? Or did he refile?
Kinda. He's going to refile. It was just a technicality, and they're changing it. They're going to be fighting. I just don't know why they just don't get a mediation room, mediate this thing out and get it in their rearview mirror, because it's just putting stink all over them.
I feel like there's ego involved and serious public damage for both of them. So I can see why you might want to come out on top. It's the thing that Johnny Depp did. Remember, he said, yeah, I was told not to do that trial and try and clean up my reputation, but it was worth it to me to get it all out there. I can see where you find yourself just going, I got to try.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything wrong, and this is terrible. I shouldn't be, and in her case, maybe she did get, I don't know what happened between the two of them.
Right. Especially when you are that level of famous and successful, there's got to be some ego that comes with that. So you're going to be more likely to be stubborn and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Me, like, I can't hold a grudge for more than 24 hours. So I would have given up a long time ago.
Well, we were just talking about the sacrifices that someone might make for their career, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I made some. Maddie says he's made some. DiCaprio is saying, your theory that he's really puts acting, and it does seem to be the case, first, period. And everything else is behind that. I think that you've put a lot into your brand and your career, and maybe this is just too important for both of them to just walk away from it at this point.
Totally.
I think that's the case.
What's coming up, Vin?
Well, Scott Budman's not until 7:30, so you're going to have to hang for that. And I can't wait. We've really got a big break for 7:30. In the meantime, I will entertain you with stories such as liposuction, and more after these.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah's out, but we are live. We're here and doing a show for you. Good vibes and variety and on Alice at all times. Plus, coming up, 4 tickets for the 4th. That's at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Also next hour, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. Right now, I've got some news for you. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Beat the heat this summer by splashing around at Aqua Adventure Water Park. You can slide down the curvy water slides, go with the flow along the lazy river, or relax in the huge pool.
Ooh.
Fremont Bank Foundation is helping to sponsor swim lessons and other water activities at the park. Explore aquaadventure.com for details and visit fremontbank.com today. Weather today, mostly sunny, although in downtown San Francisco, we are overcast, but we should see highs between 70 and 85. I mentioned earlier, I went for a hike last night before sunset, and it was just a spectacular California evening.
It's very cold in the mornings. I go out and walk Fred at about 3:30 in the morning, and I've got a new routine now. We have a security guard now that drives around where we live since we had all the break-ins when my car got broken. And every time there's a new one, they stop and just like stare at me. They're like, what are you doing? You know, like, what are you doing up this early? Why are you out?
Well, it's weird.
I'm like, but I got a dog. I'm okay.
The 3 to 4 o'clock hour is when trouble happens
exactly.
In the world. That's
yes.
When criminals are like, this is my time.
Yeah.
3 to 4. 2:30 to maybe to 4. But either way, that's the criminal.
But I'm like, hey, I live here. It's okay.
Do you say hi?
Oh, yeah. I say hi. I try to say, yeah, I always, if they're out of the car, I go up and say hi to them so they know I'm not some ramshackling, no deviant out there.
Troublemaker. Well, I teased you with liposuction because I was on the spot, so I better do that story first to pay it off. But I've got quite a few stories for this break. So the story here to kick off the news this morning is just one surgical procedure is more popular than breast augmentation. So we know that people are getting themselves tweaked,
boobs
tightened, lip filler, Botox, all the stuff. But it is, so it is boobs and liposuction that lead the cosmetic surgery. But liposuction is number one.
I would do it.
That's like real surgery, right?
Yeah.
I've seen recovery videos on TikTok. It looks intense.
When I worked at the La Costa Resort, which I would have been in my early 20s at that point, that was a place where celebrities went after plastic surgery to like recover. And so they would go there and they'd just chill. And there sometimes there were even people who could keep an eye on them. Not like, okay, doctors that would keep an eye on them to make sure they're healthy and okay after having had surgery. So I understand that that's something celebrities do, but now it's come to the point where everybody's getting stuff done. You might be the salesperson down the hall and getting liposuction. You'd do that?
Yeah, I think I would. I've got a couple little pockets that I would like to get rid of. But
you're already on McGovey.
I know. I'm not like in terrible looking shape, but I could always look a little better. And
sure.
Why not if I could? Right. If it was like handed over to me and somebody said, "Here you go, we'll do it." I would get nervous about the going under and, you know, all that stuff. That gets dangerous the older you get. So, but you know, I'm a vain man. What can I say?
Liposuction, breast augmentation, tummy tucks, breast lifts, eyelid surgery, which I get because I actually have heavy lids, I guess you call it. So I can understand why someone would want that to sort of freshen up their... I hear they get it to make themselves look more awake and more refreshed. I would never get any surgery.
The Botox helps with that. You can get that to lift up your eyes.
I would never do any of that stuff, but I'm not pointing fingers or saying anything about you doing it. And in fact, I kind of get, because we do pictures here, we just had a big event and I must have taken 50 pictures. I get why someone you could start to feel like, oh, I'm so butt ugly. I gotta get something done about this or that or whatever. I get why some celebrity might feel like, that's how I make my living. And all I see is my heavy lids, or all I see is that big, you know, whatever it is that you focus on.
And the worst photos of you ever taken, not you personally, Vinny, you're beautiful. But
thank you. You're very nice.
Are when you weren't ready for it, or someone else is taking it, or, you know, whatever. You're in the background. You're like, oh my God, is that what I really look like? And when you're a celebrity, so much of how you're being captured is out of your control. And you're still a freaking human being. I think people forget that. Like, there's still people too. So it totally makes sense.
Well, we mentioned earlier that Leo DiCaprio, who's a huge star, there's no question, is someone that's pretty careful about how he's seen outside or in the general public. And that is, you don't want those photos of you with your mouth open and your eyes closed in the general public. That's an image that can get stuck in people's heads. You want to be someone who can play all the roles and not be the guy who was caught eating a banana or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. Like, you got to be careful. I can understand why people worry about that. Minimally invasive treatments are more widely used, and Botox is by far the biggest. Hyaluronic acid fillers is another one that's in the millions, 5 million just last year. I don't know that one. Hyaluronic.
I think that's when you get like a micro, like when they do your face and they smooth it out.
Mm. Oh, no. Skin resurfacing is the next one, which includes laser, chemical peels, and microdermabrasion. Skin treatments like laser hair, tattoo removal, and lip augmentation with injectables in the top five of the things that we're getting done. There's that. And when I say that, I want to be clear. I don't care what people do. And I'm trying to say, I get it. If you see yourself and you're all, but I'm not interested. I would never do that.
And you're beautiful. And also, nobody's looking at those photos as closely as you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
like, let it go. That's, and it when it comes to surgery, I haven't had anything done. I'm also only 30. I know I'm so young and cute. Our listener yesterday was like, oh, little Bob. So fair. But it's like, it's probably not worth it, you know, like to go under the knife. So many things can go wrong. It's probably not worth it.
I hear that, and yet you see people, and I'm not sure what it is. I know tattoos are a strange thing. There's a weird element of addiction to them, mm-hmm. because once you get one, I have said this before, it feels like the people doing the tattoo should pay me. Like, I'm letting you do your art on me. Why am I paying but it's tattoos. It's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
And yet you keep going back. You should, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours under a tattoo gun is a long time to just lay there. You'd think after that, you'd go, I'm done with that.
I've got one spot on my bicep that's not done yet. And I'll look at the pictures and go, man, I got it. That just,
you're itching.
It would just look so much better if I had something
that's
there.
That's so funny.
So I'm going to guess that as long as you're mildly pleased with the surgery you got done, you start thinking, that went okay. And now you can see the other spots.
No.
That's what I'm getting at, is I think that it becomes a sort of a thing where it went okay. I liked the way it turned out. And now I think I can fix any myriad of, you know, things that you think are wrong with you. Who knows?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This next story I saw last night, or maybe it was early this morning. Sorry, they all blend together. But a 1 mile evacuation zone created after a major fireworks warehouse explosion in Yolo County.
Yolo.
So that's up here. They call this place where it happened. It's Esparto, 40 miles northwest of Sacramento. But this thing, and the first report I saw on it was, the news crew was doing a report on it and the camera was live when the thing exploded. Mm-hmm. Like, it was burning and then they were doing a live broadcast and the thing exploded.
Wow. The anchor too was so funny.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, I watched it. I didn't know it was going to explode when it exploded.
Neither did she.
And she was resetting. She was reminding them who they were listening to right as it exploded, which I thought was hilarious. She was like, by the way, we're live on whatever station. I thought that was so funny. So, but obviously not the explosion.
No, no, no. And it's in the middle of nowhere, which California has a lot of places that, I don't mean to say nowhere, but it's one of those small towns.
Not as populous.
But that this thing blew up on TV. You can certainly find the video.
Spectacularly blew up.
They don't know the cause of the fire, which then led to the explosion, but that's the latest out of the fireworks factory explosion. It happened in Yolo County in a town called Esparto, and there's video out there.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not slowing down the fireworks displays here in the city. They were at it again yesterday.
It's all over the place. This is just, as worried as I am about fires, I try not to just say that into a microphone all day, every day, because I realize fireworks are a thing. They're part of 4th of July. I grew up with them. We blew up our like block parties in my neighborhood growing up. We did it every year forever. Now I'm just a grown up and just thinking, you guys, the fire scare is just way too much. So I don't want to be a dad though. So I'll just happy 4th. I know I'm not your dad.
Oh, you, no, yeah.
Have fun.
I just wish everybody just do it on the 4th. You don't need to do it every day of July. Well, it's a bit much.
This story, I'm running out of time. I have time for it, though, don't I?
Yeah, do it. Yeah. You got
this next story is a couple days old. I just wanted to do it real quick. I don't know how this could possibly have happened, but a child falls off a Disney cruise ship into the water.
Yeah.
Like, I've hung with my kids a lot where I'm in charge and mom's nowhere to be found. And I try to let them be kids and let them climb and let them do the things that I want them to do and that they clearly want to do. But I also know at some point I'm going to answer for the injury that they get. So I'm more careful maybe than I want to be, is how I'll word this. How a kid falls off a major cruise line on out in the ocean, I have no idea, but I know why the dad jumped in. Not only does this dad love his daughter, but that kind of, like, what were you doing, dad? How did that kid fall into the drink? Like, there's just...
Oh, that's a good point.
What were you doing, dad?
I wonder if they were being a little reckless. Like taking a picture.
I mean, you have to
like
be
that
on a cruise ship because those bars come up high. They're made so you don't fall in easily. I mean, you got to work at it.
No, for sure.
But you, of course, you jump in. Dad jumps in to save his daughter who fell overboard from a Disney cruise ship near Fort Lauderdale. They were in the ocean and treading water for about 20 minutes before they were able to get back and rescue them. There's video out there of them being rescued, but that is hairball.
How old is the kid, does it say?
It doesn't say. They're calling her a little girl. She fell over from a Disney Cruise Line ship on its way back to South Florida. They're calling the rescue a dramatic rescue at sea. Not everybody. I know that they're like, for me, I'm in the ocean regularly. I go in for fun. Not everybody can swim.
Yeah.
And even if you can swim in a pool, not everybody can handle the ocean and the kind of movement that's happening. So thankfully, he was able to tread water for the full amount of time before the rescue could get back to them. But
that's right. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, his cruise ships don't have brakes.
No,
so they're it's just going to keep going. So they had to drop a boat in, and then finding somebody in the ocean after a few minutes even is not easy.
It's,
I mean,
so sketchy.
They could have easily drowned.
It's a really happy story at the end of the day.
Yeah,
for sure.
They are safe and sound, and mom is.
Miffed. She's probably so turned on.
What?
Don't you think?
No, I'm pretty sure that she's like, where were your eyes when this young lady went overboard?
I'm sorry, but if Susan jumped in to save our child and did it successfully, I'm like, what do you want for dinner, babe?
You know what? We had one of our dogs once, we were on a boardwalk out into water and it fell in. And I jumped in quickly and grabbed the dog. And I got to say, my wife was very horny after that. So I see your point. Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 707 says, the news report said she was a five-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
And that they had sat her on the rail for a picture.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought.
Dumb.
It's also completely your fault that she fell in. You know what I mean?
So
you're jumping in even faster than you normally would.
You don't even get to look back or think about it. You're going right over.
And the reason I was asking the age, because I was like, he saved her for sure. I mean, if he hadn't jumped in, there's no way.
And the fear that anyone, including a grown-up, would experience once you see that ship sort of leaving your vision and the movement of the ocean, you'd be tripping. So luckily he got to her and was able to keep her cool. And I'm sure that helped him keep his cool because he had to.
Yeah.
For her sake.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't forget, we've got something huge coming up on the five. But what's next in the trash, Bob?
Katy Perry cannot catch a freaking break. And Kylie and Timothée take a big step in their relationship.
Oh. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.